The Forever Man, Warp, Book 3, written by Owen Colfer and read by Maxwell Caulfield.
Need to know. Toward the end of the 20th century, quantum physicist Professor Charles Smart figured out how to construct tunnels from exotic matter with negative energy density. Simply put, Smart managed to access wormholes into the past at various quantum soft points. And, like almost every invention in the history of humankind, this one was quickly exploited by powerful people for their own greedy and violent ends. In this case, the FBI established the Witness Anonymous Relocation Program to stash federal witnesses in the past. This was an idea so monumentally complicated and expensive that it was doomed to catastrophic failure. And fail Warp did when the military tried to take over the program, and Charles Smart disappeared into the past, taking his secrets with him. Consequences of the collapse of the Warp Initiative included, but were not limited to, the loss of billions of dollars worth of equipment at Warp sites through the centuries, the stranding of several witnesses and their handlers in various historic eras, the setting loose of Albert Garrick, a psychotic Victorian assassin in modern London, where he cut a bloody swathe through the city, the unleashing of Colonel Clayton Box into 19th century London, where he very nearly succeeded in using his futuristic weapons to overthrow Parliament, and he would have done it too, if not for two darned kids, namely Chevron Savano, a Shawnee FBI juvenile consultant, who travelled to the past to fix the future, which was even more complicated than it sounds, and Riley, a Victorian orphan who managed to strand his genuinely evil master, the assassin Albert Garrick, in the time tunnel before being instrumental in foiling Colonel Box's plan, which was quite the pair of accomplishments for a 14-year-old boy with nothing at his disposal but quick wits and an expertise in stage magic. No need for newcomers to the story arc to worry about the nitty-gritty. All you need to know is that our two uniquely talented and resourceful teenagers have just discovered that Riley's long-lost half-brother, Tom, has been imprisoned in Newgate Prison, and they have rushed over there to liberate him. I think you can probably guess that things are going to go disastrously awry, and much deadly danger will ensue. Don't fret. There are laughs too, and japes. But I should not mislead. It's mostly deadly danger. So if you are of a sensitive disposition, abandon ye this volume now, and find for yourself a book about ponies or the like. You have been warned. Also, ye is just an old word for you, so abandon you this volume now is what I meant to say. I was going for a mood.